for and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman Channel and get started today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back.
This is science.
Whoa.
With Dr.
That's
Jeff
not supposed
Galini.
To run. Nah, man. I have premature show loading here. It's a disease. I'm sure there's a drug that the pharmaceutical industry will make for me. We have a great show planned today. We're going to start off with Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff in just a second. We're going to look at sense and sensitivity to foods. Then we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to look at a study that takes a look at what happens to blood flow to the brain when you stop exercising. Very, very important. And then we're going to have Dr. Mark Rosenberg on from A4M, the premier anti-aging group in actually worldwide now. And we're going to be talking about what's changing and what's new in anti-aging medicine. But without further ado, it will play now.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J.
That's like the double intro, man. That's cool.
Yeah, I like that, right? You get props on the front end, and yeah. And before we talk about anything today, we have to mention that in honor of the fact that it has already snowed in Billings, Montana. I can't believe. I saw a video of you on Facebook. It's like, why is that video so white? And then I turn it on. It's like, hey, it's snowing here in Billings. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
You could see the snow in front of me. I mean, it had predicted. And, you know, the weathermen do a great job. But when they say it's going to snow, you're like, yeah, right. And sure enough, man, got up in the morning yesterday, and it was coming down. So I thought, what a perfect time to go out and film in the snow that tonight. The 12th is Christmas in October. But, yeah, I think it was about 2 or 3 inches came down. Now, it did melt later in the day, and it's supposed to be back up in the 70s here. But, you know, that's Montana. That's how the weather is here. It's crazy.
So Christmas in October is something that you started. You are officially Supplement Santa. You need to trademark that, by the way.
I did already.
Oh, good. Because we actually started that whole trend here on Superhuman Radio, and people love it. And as Supplement Santa implies, you give away a bunch of stuff every single month. And people really just have to like your page to be entered, right? Like the page, share the post,
or
somebody
else
comment.
Yeah, they like the page. And tonight at 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, that's 6 o'clock California and 9 o'clock New York, I will be broadcasting live for about 20 minutes, and I'm going to be showing you everything I'm giving away. Last month was over $600 in cash, supplements, and prizes. This month it's going to be bigger because everybody shared all of the posts that I did talking about the show. But you just log on to it, you like it, you share it, and then you comment on why you think you can win, and that's all you have to do to enter in to win. I got to tell you something funny real quick, Carl. So last night I posted a picture of one of the big Crealcolin making machines.
Yes.
Cranking out Crealcolin pills.
Yes.
And somebody posted underneath it and said, oh, Santa's Workshop.
Yeah, there you go. The elves.
Supplement Santa's Workshop.
the elves are putting out little purple pills now.
I love that. That was great.
Very, very cool. Now, if somebody is listening to this show weeks later, which we have people who are far behind on shows, is it every month you do a Supplement Santa? Is it like first week, second week generally of the month? And I guess if you're listening late, just go and like the page so you'll get a notification when Supplement Santa is coming around again, right?
It is. It's always the Wednesday in the middle of the month, so it's always around, you know, the 15th of the month, whatever that first Wednesday is. I always post the date, you know, well ahead of time so that people know when it's coming up. So, yeah, absolutely. If you like my Facebook page, you'll always be notified. And, again, it's easy. There's no obligations. It's free. It's fun for the whole family. It's just a way of saying thank you and having fun, man. You know, it's been a good time. So.
And I love that image of you as Santa. Whoever did that Photoshop did a great job.
I know. I said, okay, this is what I'm going to look like when I get older, so I can deal with it.
Sorry, I was drinking some water. I'm having the same
problem
as you.
No problem, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about sense and sensitivity to foods.
Yeah, you know, part of the purpose of this show is we educate. You know, we like to keep people informed. And this is something that I think, especially Americans, you know, we don't listen to our bodies. You know, your car, when the oil light goes on or low tire pressure or some engine light, depending on how old your car is, you know, you go do something about it. But when your body says something, you ignore it. And that's kind of what this leads into is, you know, food allergies, sensitivities, tolerances. So I kind of wanted to talk about this as being three different things because a lot of times, you know, we group those all together, but they're very, very different. So, you know, a food allergy is like an immune response. It's a reaction that's caused by your immune system to a certain food, typically. It starts the whole, you know, IgE, antibodies fighting the allergens. The second is what we call a food intolerance, and this is typically a digestive difficulty, meaning that, you know, your food, basically you're having trouble digesting certain types of foods. So if you think about all the things that are intolerances, you know, those are digestive issues, like being lactose intolerant or gluten. And then there's a third that is called food sensitivity. And this is a much more difficult one because it's a combination of both of the two. You know, you get some of the symptoms that come from food allergies along with digestive symptoms. So it's kind of a very complex thing. But as I said, you know, you really have to listen to your body. And folks, you know, don't ignore when you eat something, you know, don't buy that commercial where, what was that car where the taco was slapping the
Yeah, the hot dog. For Prilosec, Nexium. Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy. I've actually written a blog about that. If you're taking something that's turning off the alarm system that's in your body, you're making a big mistake.
And again, we always talk about, you know, pharmaceutical companies. I mean, you know, they go ahead and patch and say, oh, it's okay to do that. We'll turn something off and, you know, we're going to create 10 other problems. But, boy, you're going to enjoy that chili dog. You know, isn't it better to take care of our bodies? So, you know, some of the warning signs that I'll kind of lead into, and then we'll talk a little bit more about these other type of things. And sometimes there are things that you don't think about. You know, if you're very moody, I've seen a lot of people lately talk about my brain is just fogged up. More and more people are getting headaches. You know, don't go take an Advil. Try to figure out what that was from. Those are warning signs of some type of food sensitivity. You know, again, that you're sensitive. A lot of times when you're depressed and sad, you don't need Valium or one of those antidepressants. That's a big symptom of foods and sensitivity. And it's interesting, and you know this, Carl, but we crave normally the things that aren't good for our bodies, that we're actually sensitive to. So if you have just some terrible food cravings and then you have that food and you feel terrible, again, you know, your body is telling you something. Things like fatigue, heart pain, heartburn, you know, joint pain, adult acne, and then one of the biggest ones is bloating, constipation, gas. You know, the doctors want to call it, you know, IBS, and that is what it is. But I've seen people who have been dealing with this for years, you know, doctor trying all different types of drugs. And one guy, I said, you know, are you done listening to the doctor? He goes, yeah, I am, because he's not doing anything.
Huh.
Told me his symptoms. I said, brother, get off gluten. What? I said, just try it for 2 days. Went off gluten. Every single symptom disappeared.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, if you drink milk and you get diarrhea every time you have milk, you've got a sensitivity to milk.
Right.
Now, milk would be one of the ones that I would say I wouldn't have an issue with using an enzyme, lactase, because, again, you're not masking anything. Your body is just deficient in that enzyme that helps to break down milk. But again, your body's telling you something. It's not healthy, you know, to have diarrhea all the time or, you know, to have these type of symptoms.
Yeah. It's amazing what people ignore. But as you pointed out, you know, they don't want to give up the foods that they like. So what can be done?
Yeah.
What can really be done about it? So if you're not going to take a pill that masks a symptom, what do you do?
Well, you know, it's interesting, but as I was prepping for this, I went and saw an allergist just to talk to him about, you know, what he does and what does he do when people come in with symptoms. And he said, you know, it's very, very difficult because there isn't anything we can measure. You know, we're kind of taking somebody's word for it. Now, they do the skin prick test where, you know, they take every known allergy and they prick your skin. And the theory is that if you are allergic, you know, you will have a reaction on your skin. So literally they lay you on your back and you get about 72 different pricks, and each different prick is a different type of allergen, from dust to eggs to soy to you name it. So that's one way they can see that if you have some sensitivity to that. Now, you were telling me about another type of IJ response that they also use?
Well, so
to test that?
Life Extension Foundation has an IgE, IgG, I believe, which is the learned immune system test, but it's a blood spot test. So you actually drip mm-hmm. blood on a Wattman blotter, you send it into them, they analyze it, and they tell you what foods you're allergic to. But I just don't know how yeah. accurate those tests are, to be honest with you.
You know, the doctor's telling me that, you know, the blood test is actually as accurate as the skin prick. But then we got to talking, and I said, well, what about people that are negative on the skin prick, yet you still put them on allergy medicine? Well, then there's a whole other thing, you know. People have inside your nasal area, you could be allergic there, which isn't going to show up on the skin. And right now they do not have a way of testing that sensitivity. They don't have a way of going up into the nose and, you know, grabbing something or testing it. So this is where the doctor has to use his best knowledge based on your symptoms. But again, you know, they're continually masking things. But if you ignore things like bloated stomach, you know, let's say that your sensitivity is to gluten, you know, that could then lead on to other ailments like celiac disease, which is irreversible.
Right.
Now you have to get off those things. I mean, you're literally destroying those little fibers in your intestines. So, again, these are just little warning signs. You know, when your car light warning sign comes on, is it going to blow up right at that moment? Nope. But what happens if you keep driving?
It will break down.
Something is going to go wrong.
Why do you think,
same thing with our bodies.
Why do you think we're having so much in the way of allergic responses to foods today?
You know, that's interesting because the study, the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention, our friends, have declared, they did this in 2013, they don't update their list too often, but from 1997 to 2011, food allergies in children increased by 50%. 50%. So I'm going to tell you what my theory is, and I think it's a good one. But I think it comes from several things. Number one, I think the airborne irritants, you know, that the increase of pollen, dust, mold spores, car exhaust, I think it's just taxing our immune systems. And then, you know, let's get on to what's happening with all of the glyphosate, the pesticides in our food sources. You know, we're literally killing all of the bacteria's enzymes in our system. You know, when you're talking about a food sensitivity or a food intolerance, you know, those are usually because your gut bacteria has been destroyed. You know, corn, you know, we can't digest corn. People are now being sensitive to coffee, to animal meat, more dairy products. Of course, gluten is something no one had any gluten intolerances 15 years ago. Now everybody has it.
Interesting.
But it comes down to the food, you know, what they're doing to our food sources, all the processed foods and fast foods that we're eating, you know, the nitrates, the preservatives, the chemicals, the artificial this, the artificial that.
What about the destruction
again,
of the gut microbes?
Go ahead.
The destruction of the gut microbes. The microbiome has become besieged.
It's off.
Yeah.
It's killed. It's dying, man. I mean, you know, I think that's really the biggest issue because, you know, the way our body works, I mean, our immune system is very, very complex. And, you know, people don't realize that we have over 5 pounds of microbes in our whole GI tract. I mean, they're just part of how our systems work. And when you start killing those things off, I mean, you are killing your first line of defense. I mean, now these things that normally aren't harmful because you've got bacteria that is breaking it down, digesting.
Right.
Now those things become harmful to us. Hence, we're getting all these different side effects, which is why we're getting more serious ailments. I mean, you know, who knows what these things are leading us to? Is that why there's a rise in cancer, you know, strokes, heart attacks? I mean, obviously a lot of it is from just people's bad diet. But again, that's what we're talking about is bad diet, you know.
Well, and you know, I read an article quite a long time ago, and I hate to use the word vaccine or vaccination because as soon as you say that, people think that you're a zealot. But
right.
The article proposed that the overwhelming allergic reaction to eggs in our population is a result of them using egg albumin in a variety of vaccines as part of the blend of the vaccine. They're saying, look, you know, you're stimulating the immune system to develop antibodies to what's in the vaccine, and you put egg albumin in there, and guess what? The body develops a sensitivity to the egg albumin, and it wants to attack it. And then you go and eat eggs, and guess what? You have an allergic reaction to eggs. And that, you know, that seems very plausible to me. That's not like, oh, vaccines are causing autism, like out there, outlandish stuff. It's like, wait a minute, that makes sense. A vaccine is designed to cause a hermetic response where the body identifies things in the vaccine and goes, I'm going to go out after those things from now on. And guess what? There's egg albumin in like 80% of the vaccines out there. They use it as a medium.
Absolutely. I mean, and that does make sense. And that is probably why more and more people are having egg sensitivities. You know, I mean, it isn't the eggs.
No, it's not the eggs. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, you know, let's talk about some alternatives. What you know, we give people this kind of information and they get all freaked out. Like, okay, what do I do about it? And obviously, allergy shots a good thing. You know, let's talk about all that sort of stuff, okay?
Okay.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States.
and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Sense and sensitivity to foods is the topic on Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Gallini. So, what do you do, Jeff? I mean, it freaks everybody out, but they have to, we have to. Are there any solutions to this?
I think so. You know, I mean, I don't know, probably just over the years of beating my body up as an athlete. And, you know, in the earlier years, we didn't have as much knowledge as we do now. I think you have to learn to listen to your body. So, you know, number one, identify your problems. You know, when you have something that isn't causing you to feel well, think about what you had the last couple days, because sometimes things take a day or 2 days for it to actually show up. But here's some things that I found. Local honey. If you have hay fever, you know, you're always in the spring, you know, stuffy nose. I think that if you eat the local honey, again, this is all the pollen, you know, that the bees are doing their thing. I think it helps to boost your immune system, similar to taking these vaccines. You're actually taking in some of that allergen, and it will help to boost your immune system. So that's one thing I'm very big on. But one of the best natural antihistamines is something called nettles, and you can get the herb, you can get the leaf or the needles. But I like it in a tea. You can also get it in a capsule. Again, you can start taking that, you know, about May, and that helps with a lot of the symptoms. But go in and get tested. You know, if you really have some bad allergies, stay away from it, especially if it's a food. I mean, if you have shellfish and you get a sore throat or you have any type of reaction, first of all, don't eat it. And those are the things, the food allergies are the ones you really want to be cautious of, because those are life and death threatening things. You want to go get tested. You know, the sensitivities, like we said, the difficulty with digestion, they're not going to kill you one time, but over time. And avoid those foods. If you know something causes your issue and you crave it, you know, again, you've just got to have some willpower and you've got to find something to replace it.
Don't you have to be really attentive? But there's some foods that the immune response could be the next day, but you have to pay attention. Like, wow, my head's all stuffed up today. Why is it? You got to think about what you ate yesterday, and then over time you'll eat it again and you'll go, oh, it was that one thing. It could take a while for you to figure that out if you don't get tested. I mean, you know.
No, yeah, and it does. And you know, I'll even know myself, you know, I'll, like, you know, I have been off gluten And I know now if I have something with gluten in it. So I had gotten some ground turkey from Costco, and I had it, and 2 days later, I had all these symptoms. And I thought, man, you know, I didn't eat any gluten. And then I waited, I think, another 2 weeks, and I had four packs, and I, same thing, 2 days later. So I determined they must have been feeding those turkeys, you know, a gluten meal, and that gluten had to have gotten into the meat. Or, you know, they cut the meat or something, you know.
Yeah, but I was just going to say, a lot of times they add a broth to meats, yeah, chickens and poultry, because it plumps it up a little bit. It makes it a little more moist. But that broth quite often has soy protein in it and could have even wheat protein in it. And wheat protein is just gluten.
It is. And, you know, and again, you know, the food industry is so corrupt. And when I say corrupt is they don't follow any of the guidelines. I mean, I got a recall from Costco from McCormick's taco seasoning because they accidentally added milk to it and didn't put it on the label. How do you accidentally add milk
to taco seasoning
and release that taco seasoning?
That's amazing.
I'm like, so, you know, you buy something, you know, you're allergic to milk or have a milk intolerance. This product says it's milk-free. You use it. So, you know, this happens all the time in foods. I think they add things, and they're not really monitored. You know, they don't have to meet label claim. So, again, I just stay away from those brands. I will never use that turkey again, whether it was an isolated incident. I'm not going to stay away from turkey altogether. I'm just going to look for a different brand. So, again, you got to think about that. You know, look back 2 or 3 days and think about what you did differently, and then try it again. And, again, if the same thing happens within a couple of days, just avoid that, you know.
Want to hear something funny?
Again,
Elisa and I were at a farmer's market earlier in the summer. Not the farmer's market we normally go to, a different one. So there was a guy set up who was selling high-protein bread, and then it said vegan all over the sign.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, oh, maybe, you know, he added pea protein. So I'm reading the label, and there's no protein. It says the first ingredient was wheat. The second ingredient was gluten all by itself.
Oh my goodness.
So I said to the guy, this says high protein bread. It was supposed to be like 9 or 11 grams of protein per slice, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I said, where's the protein? He says, well, the gluten is wheat protein. He said, I said, so let me get this straight. I said, in a time, when people are trying to get gluten out of their diet, you added it to this bread so that you could call it high protein bread. He goes, well, gluten is protein. He said, we're not lying. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. People are trying to avoid gluten, and you're selling a high gluten bread and calling it high protein bread.
Yeah, well, and who knows? You know, I mean, those people don't tell you. You know, there's no monitoring of that type of food. But again, I think that's the whole point behind this is, you know, you could be sensitive to anything. I mean, you know, red meat, coffee, you know, gluten, ice cream. Just be aware of it. And, you know, again, try to do some research. You know, if it's a dairy intolerance, you know, you can completely quit eating dairy or realize if you take a lactate, you're lacking that enzyme lactose. That will help you to digest that dairy. And for most people, it's interesting. Or I'm going to switch you over, you know, look for things like Thrive Protein, because I've had so many people say that who are lactose intolerant have used that product and they have no problem. So again, find products that are a lot cleaner that you don't have issues with, and just don't struggle with eating the cheap stuff or taking the cheap proteins. Again, if you have an issue, there's probably something in there that's not on the label, which is really the cause of the problem.
I know. But God forbid you do that in the supplement industry. Forget about it. That puts you out of business.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, so did anything else you want to summarize before we pull the plug on this?
Nope. I'm just going to say again, be sensitive. Listen to your body. That's the best advice I can give you, like you would listen to your car. when something goes wrong, do a little bit of research and try to figure out what that is. And don't continue on. Don't just say, I don't care, or I'm going to use Prilosec because I'm not going to quit eating those chili dogs.
Yeah, don't be stupid like Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, you know, one thing and you got 15 more ailments you done added to it.
Those proton pump inhibitors are now, they now correlate with a higher risk of heart failure and dementia. Think about that.
Yeah.
Just so you can eat that chili dog.
All right, I'll see you all tonight if you're listening live on Supplement for Santa, Christmas in October with Supplement Santa, 7 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time, live on Facebook.
Ho, ho, ho. All right, we'll talk to you later, brother.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the role of exercise in blood flow to the brain and what happens when you stop exercising. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So, apparently Dr. Smith emailed us this morning, about an hour and a half before the show, to tell us that he can't make it. I got to tell you something. I don't know what part of, hey, this is live radio. You know, I mean, Elisa books these guests quite often weeks in advance. But she keeps in touch with them, and she says, hey, you know, your interview's coming up, and everything is great. Everything is fine. And then all of a sudden, the morning of the interview, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't make it. So in his absence, I'll talk about the paper, right? The paper was produced by the University of Maryland from their kinesiology department. And they've established, I mean, we all know that if you stop training, you start to lose conditioning, especially cardiovascular endurance, which, by the way, is my new focus. This will fit nicely. The University of Maryland School of Public Health researchers examined cerebral blood flow in healthy, physically fit older adults, parenthetically ages 50 to 80 years old, before and after a 10-day period during which they stopped all exercise. They used MRI brain imaging techniques, and they found a significant decrease in blood flow to several important regions of the brain, including the hippocampus, after they stopped exercise routines. You know, we know that as we get older, exercise becomes harder. Motivating yourself, overcoming pain, dealing with not sleeping well. I mean, I woke up 1:30 last night in the morning. I couldn't get back to sleep. I ended up getting out of bed around 3 and, you know, reading and working. And I never went back. I haven't been back to sleep. You know, so I was supposed to do cardio this morning. I didn't feel like doing cardio this morning, but I'm feeling better now, and I probably will do cardio later today. I'm going to make the effort. But as we age, it becomes a little bit more difficult to train. The paper goes on to say, we know that the hippocampus plays an important role in learning and memory and is one of the first brain regions to shrink in people with Alzheimer's disease. Sleep plays a large role, I say, in the development of Alzheimer's disease, or the lack of sleep. And you have to work hard to get your sleep straightened out. I'm working very hard to get my sleep straightened out because I don't want to lose my memory. It's my stock in trade. In rodents, the hippocampus responds to exercise training by increasing the growth of new blood vessels and new neurons. And that's probably primarily a role of a couple downstream metabolites of growth hormone, vascular endothelial growth factors and fibroblast growth factors. The latter causes new nerves to sprout, the former new blood vessels. Exercise training increases the growth of new blood vessels and new neurons, and in older people, exercise can help protect the hippocampus from shrinking. So it is significant that people who stop exercising for only 10 days showed a decrease in brain blood flow in brain regions that are important for maintaining brain health. This is such an important study. I really wanted the author to be on the show. This is an important study because doctors should be able to prescribe for their older patients a personal trainer and a gym membership, and the insurance company should pay for it. And they should deal with compliance of exercise the same way they deal with compliance for a prescription. For instance, I take Armour Thyroid, not because there's anything wrong with my thyroid, but as I'm aging, it's becoming less functional. So I'm filling in. I just take 60 milligrams a day. I was out of town not too long ago and couldn't pick up my prescription. And they called me 3 times a day. And then finally, the pharmacist, a live person, actually called me and said, look, you know, it's very important that you continue to take this medication. I said, oh, I know. I'll be home in a couple days, and I'm doing okay. I mean, somebody whose thyroid is completely non-functional, they could die from not taking their thyroid hormone. If doctors had the capacity to handle compliance for exercise regimens the way they do for drug prescriptions, it would be meaningful, because a big part of the beneficial effects of exercise is getting people to stick to the program. The study participants were all masters athletes, defined as people between the ages of 50 and 80, average age was 61, who have at least 15 years history of participating in endurance exercise and who have recently competed in an endurance event. Their exercise regimens must have entailed at least 4 hours of high-intensity endurance training per week on average. They were running around 36 miles each week, or equivalent to a 10K run a day. So these are very fit people. Not surprisingly, this group had a VO2 max of above 90% for their age. This is a measure of the maximal rate of oxygen consumption of an individual and reflects the aerobic physical fitness. I want to talk about COPD, too, when we get to the end of this. Dr. Smith and colleagues measured the velocity of blood flow in the brain with MRI scan while they were still following their regular training routine at peak fitness, and again after 10 days of no exercise at all. They found that the resting cerebral blood flow significantly decreased in 8 brain regions, including areas of the left and right hippocampus, and several regions known to part of the brain to be part of the brain's default mode network, a neural network known to deteriorate quickly with the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. This information adds to the growing scientific understanding of the impact of physical activity and cognitive health. So think about it. They're prescribing drugs for people with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. They should be able to prescribe exercise. They absolutely should. Because if you can keep those brain regions from shrinking and falling apart, you can actually push back the disease. He goes on to say, we know that if you are less physically active, you are more likely to have cognitive problems and dementia as you age. However, we did not find any evidence that cognitive abilities worsened after stopping exercise for just 10 days. But the take-home message is simple. If you do stop exercising for 10 days, just as you will quickly lose your cardiovascular fitness, you will also experience decreases in brain blood flow. And I would imagine the real detrimental effects don't start happening after 10 days. The lack of blood flow is going over longer periods of time is going to lead to shrinkage. The shrinkage is going to lead to fewer collateral neurons in that region of the brain. The fewer collateral neurons in the region of the brain are going to lead to the cognitive impairments and so on. So while 10 days didn't affect their cognition yet, clearly if they stopped exercising at all and just, you know, sat around in a chair like most old people do, their cognitive capacity would absolutely deteriorate, which means you got to keep exercising. And if you have cognitive issues, you should be adding exercise to your regimen. If you're taking a drug like Aricept, you're better off abandoning that drug and exercising. The benefits will go beyond your brain. They're pleiotropic. But we can't get doctors to understand that. We can't get people to understand that, which is a real, real hard discussion. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about a study that I read about COPD and then also my own training. It kind of fits nicely into this discussion. Stay tuned.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to mgnstore.com today. Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated, with coaches providing detailed support. Go to fitreadnutrition.com today to learn more.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Every day I'm hustling to make up for guests who contact me an hour before the show and say, oops, I can't come on. It's very frustrating to me. I know I'm sounding like a little whiny baby, but it's just very frustrating to me. It's very disrespectful, and I won't have these guests back on ever. You know, I mean, unless you have like something ridiculous, you know, a child homesick that's vomiting in the background, then you can't do the show. Or you are so sick, you can't do the show. But just my schedule has changed. I can't do the show. Like, nah, change your schedule back. But okay, so I read a study about 4 months ago about people who suffer from COPD, a very, very horrible disease, slowly asphyxiating. The fear of running out of air and the inevitability of the end point of this disease is horrible. It's a horrible way to die. I'd rather be shot, struck by a car, struck by lightning, fall off a cliff. I mean, those things are fast. But people with COPD, they die a little bit every single day. Their heart suffers from not being able to breathe. They live with anxiety. A study that I read 3 months ago looked at this high anxiety group of people. And they took some of them as a control and just left them alone. And they used a certain anxiety scale test to assess their level of anxiety. They took another group and they just had them start walking. And this was impossible for them. And you're talking about people who run out of breath, you know, getting out of a chair. But they put them on a treadmill. They could hold on to the side rails because most of these people are, you know, they're a little wobbly. And maybe they walked a half a mile an hour. That was it. And over a period of time, they actually improved their cardiovascular conditioning. So maybe they started out walking a half a mile an hour for 5 minutes a day, and then they ended up at a half a mile an hour for 20 minutes a day. Or maybe they even picked up the pace to three quarters of a mile an hour and beyond. But there was clearly progression in their cardiovascular conditioning. And guess what happened? Their anxiety scores plummeted. Now, by focusing on cardiovascular conditioning, and this is hardly conditioning that we would consider in this audience, right? We're doing high-intensity interval training. You know, we're doing Tabata. We're doing CrossFit. We're doing all this stuff that really pushes the heart. I mean, I regularly get my heart rate into the 160, 170s, and that's not a big deal. I'm not really pushing it I have more gas if I want. But these poor people, they end up with tachycardia just from walking. I mean, they get out of a chair and their heart rate goes up to 160. So walking even a half a mile an hour, even, you know, whatever, some slow snail's pace is tough for them. But what they found out was as these individuals showed marked progression in cardiovascular conditioning for them, their anxiety scores went down. So, could it be intrinsically that as the body becomes able to handle more oxygen capacity, deliver it through the blood, that the alarm system in the brain starts to go down? Or could it be the extrinsic effect of their fear of not being able to do things and going, oh my God, I'm able to not only do this, but like after a month or two, I'm actually walking for longer periods of time. And that in and of itself has an anxiolytic effect. So this idea that we need to get older, infirm people to move more, become active, but actually exercise, because exercise has a progression component. It has a measurable metric that you go, oh, this week I did 4 reps, next week I did 5 reps, as opposed to just, you know, working around the yard, which obviously that has its benefits too. But getting elderly people and infirm people to start to exercise, even if exercise for them is nothing more than standing during the commercials of their favorite show where they normally sit. That could be step one, right? You're not even walking there. Now there's a 3-minute commercial, you know, 4 or 5 times an hour. You're standing for 15 minutes every hour and then sitting back down to watch your show. And then that progresses to standing for the first half hour of the show. And that progresses for standing for the entire hour of the show, which that progresses to maybe walking around the sofa while you're watching the show. But it's all about progression. And this is where the magic is for these people. Clearly, we know now from the study with people with COPD that their anxiety can be mitigated just by improving their cardiovascular conditioning. And guess what? They're not cripples. They actually can improve from wherever they are when they start to someplace out there that is a higher level of aerobic conditioning than they did when they started. That's amazing. Because the disease degrades the lungs and degrades the body's ability to get oxygen delivered. And you're improving the body's ability to get oxygen delivered. So even if you never do more than a half a mile for 10 minutes a day, you're pushing back the disease's progression. Maybe you can live 15, 20 years longer and you're still going to have COPD. You're still going to suffer, but it's manageable. This to me, when I read that study, I thought, my God, this is so exciting. This is so much more exciting than a new drug that just masks the symptoms so that you can ignore the disease as it continues to progress. I focused on cardiovascular conditioning. I've lost a lot of cardiovascular conditioning. I'm still strong. I'm still so strong. 58 years old. I'm leg pressing. I'm squatting. I'm deadlifting. I'm bench pressing. I'm doing all the things that guys half my age do with weights that are very respectable. But my cardiovascular conditioning has not been important to me. I haven't been getting up in the morning and doing my fasted cardio for quite some time now, and I feel it. My cardiovascular conditioning has suffered. So I recently just switched to 1 day resistance training, 2 days cardio. The resistance training day, I'm doing a whole body routine. I'm doing one heavy movement for each body part. Lower body or legs, push, pull, and then shoulders, right? Overhead push. And I change up the exercise. So 1 week I'll maybe do leg presses. Another week I'll do squats for legs. So I want to focus on hinge movements. I'll do deadlifts and or I'll do hip thrusts. And then bent over rows, seated rows, you know, all the rowing movements, pull downs, and even pull ups for back. And then pressing movements for, and so I'm going to maintain my strength. And more importantly, I'm going to maintain my muscle mass. I may not put any new muscle on, but my goal is to be able to sprint again. This is my goal. I want to be able to sprint again. Now, sprinting for me may not be a full out run on turf or ground. It may be sprinting on an elliptical machine because I have a torn hamstring and I've got a problem with my left foot right now. And I don't want to exacerbate that. I don't want to make that worse. But I can easily sprint on an elliptical machine with no impact and really, really sprint. I mean, really get my heart rate going within 10 to 15 seconds. My goal is to be able to sprint again and sprint for long periods of time. So cardiovascular conditioning is front and center for me. And one of the benefits will be that I will preserve my brain. I will preserve blood flow to the brain. Let's also not forget hormonal changes in the body that influence neurogenesis and new blood vessels. This is another thing that has to be addressed. But clearly, even if someone is not hormonally optimized, there's no interventional endocrinology going on, no growth hormone supplementation, no testosterone supplementation, no DHEA supplement. Exercise in and of itself can have a profound effect on preserving their brain function. It's so exciting to me. But it's frustrating at the same time because I'm asking myself this question, why aren't doctors looking at this and going, I've got to get all of my elderly patients to start moving more. And there's an easy way to do it. Convince them to buy a Fitbit. Have them set a goal of doing 3,000 steps a day, then move it to 4,000 steps, then 5, with ultimately over the course of a year, maybe 10,000 steps a day. If they're progressing, as long as they're progressing and they're pushing back, they're going to see the benefits of it. And then once they get to 10,000 steps a day, maybe then they can start hitting a treadmill and picking up the pace, or an elliptical machine or recumbent bicycle or something like that, and picking up the pace. But progression must be a component, because regression through aging is absolutely working. It doesn't shut off. It's not like, oh, we're gonna give you some time to catch up. We're just not gonna age it. No, you're aging every single day, so you need to be pushing back every single day. And this is a great place to segue into our next discussion. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about some emerging things that are going on in the anti-aging world with Dr. Mark Rosenberg from A4M. We're very, very proud to say that A4M is now a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. I've long wanted them. We're also going to tell you how you can find a doctor who is certified through A4M in your hometown. I get emails from people all the time saying, I need a doctor for HRT. I don't know who's in your town. Well, we now have a directory you can search at superhumanradio.com by clicking the A4M banner ad. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Very, very proud to say that we have A4M, American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, as a sponsor now on Superhuman Radio. It's really something that we should have made happen a long, long time ago. And being joined right now by Dr. Mark Rosenberg. How you doing, Dr. Rosenberg?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here today.
Sure.
So before we get started talking about what's going on in the world of anti-aging medicine, I want to let my audience know something that's very, very exciting. It's exciting to me. It should be exciting to them. I get emails every single month, messages on Facebook. I want to find a doctor in my area. I want to find a doctor in my town. I want to find a doctor in my city that can work with me on HRT, that can work with me on anti-aging medicine. Where do I go, Carl? And I mean, short of me doing what they could do, which is, you know, get out a phone book and start looking at doctors and calling people and asking questions, I'm at a loss. I can't help them, and I want to help them. Well, if you go to superhumanradio.com and look for the A4M banner ads, and there's a huge skyscraper banner ad right on the homepage that rotates, and then you can click any of the other pages and find it there. You can actually go to a directory and put your information in and find doctors in your area. This is so exciting to me. This has been a missing piece of the show. So talk about how many doctors actually participate with A4M today.
There are, I don't have the, excuse me, I don't have the exact numbers, but there are certainly in excess of 20,000.
Yeah. And so people should
have no
problem
finding someone. And as you know, it's become worldwide. I mean, it's not just in the U.S. I can tell you they're providing, A4M is providing CME and training to over 65,000 physicians, you know, in the world.
That's amazing. And new physicians every day are signing up to become certified. So for people out there who don't understand what A4M does and why this certification is important, anybody can say they're practicing anti-aging medicine today and hang a shingle out and just say, oh, yeah, I'm an anti-aging doctor. But A4M actually creates guidelines for them, right?
Absolutely. You know, A4M started, I believe, initially in 1993, and that was the infancy. And it was not very academic at the time, and it was kind of stepping over the edge, stepping over the boundaries. And so initially it was considered way out of the box, unacceptable, and non-scientific. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm proud to say that A4M has gradually escalated into a very, very scientific and academically oriented conferencing and medical education venue. And it's become the standard of care. And now what's happening is there are they're offering fellowships at universities like University of South Florida and George Washington University. And what the callers out there may be aware of is that every major university is now incorporating some type of integrative medicine into their teaching and care.
So, but there's lots of people who do integrative medicine, but the reality is that anti-aging medicine has a different endpoint. So where general allopathic medicine is about waiting till someone comes into you and says, I'm so sick, I have all of these symptoms, and then you give them different drugs that mask all these different symptoms. I like to call anti-aging medicine optimistic medicine, because most people go to the doctor and they're pessimistic. It's like, oh my God, I'm sick. Who knows what this is going to do to me? And so on. But when you go to a doctor who's practicing anti-aging medicine, assuming that you're fairly asymptomatic, you're going there because you actually want to preserve the quality of your life. You don't want to get sick. And my frustration over the years, I've been doing this show for 11 years. When I first started doing this show and talking about anti-aging medicine, inevitably I got painted with this paintbrush that, oh, it's all about dyeing your hair, getting facelifts, and looking younger so you can chase younger people of the opposite sex. And I was like, no, you don't understand. This is about staving off age-related disease. Oh, well, no, that's impossible. It's like, we've come so far now where people are actually looking at anti-aging medicine with great legitimacy. When I first started doing the show, people didn't take it seriously.
Sure.
So, what's most exciting right now that's going on within the anti-aging community, do you think?
Well, certainly many scientists, certainly many at Harvard and many other major universities, we're really honing in on what are the major factors responsible for the deterioration of the organism, of the cells, with aging. And so there's a lot of exciting research that's currently ongoing, looking at telomeres. And for the audience out there not familiar with telomeres, telomere is the cap on the end of the DNA that's analogous to the cap on the end of your shoelace. So if we cut the cap on the end of your shoelace, the plastic cap, too short, the shoelace will start to fray. And when you are a child, the telomere, which is the cap that protects the end of the DNA from making mistakes, it reaches its maximum length by about 10 years of age, somewhere around 10,000 base pairs. But with each cell division, as you age, that telomere gets shorter and shorter. Now, when the telomere, or the cap on the end of the DNA, gets critically short, it can no longer protect the ends of the DNA, and the DNA starts making mistakes by binding to itself or binding to stray proteins. And so we know the shorter the telomere, the greater the risk for all disease and death. So there's a lot of research, and we have a lot of the scientists involved in the research speaking at A4M at trying to preserve that telomere length. And so we're looking at it by looking at different molecules or substances that can not only slow the degradation of the telomere, but even increase the length of the telomere.
Mm-hmm.
So there are substances out there, oral substances, that will allow the telomere to grow. And we're actually looking at gene therapy as well. So one of the more exciting areas of research and teaching that's going on, certainly at A4M, is looking at the telomere, which clearly is associated with not only disease associated with aging, but longevity. And there was a wonderful study done on mice in 2012 where they actually injected a gene for telomerase, which is an enzyme that puts telomere back, and they extended the lifespan of mice by about 24%. While simultaneously rejuvenating them. So certainly telomere research is very exciting and is very well represented at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine.
So interesting, we've been talking about telomeres on the show for quite a long time, as you could imagine. And one of the things that we talked about back in 2008 was an interesting protein called Clotho. But Clotho has been one of those things where some research shows that it's associated with prolonged life. Some research shows that it's also associated with disease states. Like, unfortunately, people with type 2 diabetes that have high insulin levels also have high Clotho levels, but the Clotho doesn't preserve and enhance longevity. We know that Clotho can actually modulate the stress response that leads to telomere shortening. So we know that, but we just don't well, just today I got a study that I gleaned this morning at 3 a.m. in the morning. And I haven't read it through, but the study shows, and the reason I bring this out is because A4M was one of the first groups to start talking about the importance of responsible, intelligent use of growth hormone. And, back then it was Dr. Mark Gordon. He was a keynote speaker. He was always talking about growth hormone. And we had a lot of people within the mainstream, medical community going, no, this is reckless, you know, growth hormone. And they always point to pituitary adenomas and I don't want to call it giantism. It's called
giantism. Yes. Is when it occurs before the growth plates close. But you're talking about acromegaly.
Acromegaly. So they say, look, you know, rodents that overproduce growth hormone, they have shorter lifespans, and so they automatically it went right to the opposite extreme. So this study shows this morning that the growth hormone IGF-1 axis is what activates Clotho. It cleaves it, makes it available to do the magic that it's supposed to do. And this study proves that. So for once, we now have a study that implicates the role of growth hormone. Now, the study was done on children, you know, with idiopathic short stature. But nonetheless, they were followed over 4 or 5 years, and the study shows that Clotho becomes available to work its magic in the presence of an appropriate growth hormone IGF-1 axis. And that is marvelous to me, because we've been waiting for someone to come forth and go, well, here, you know, we're going to make a Clotho peptide, well, no, it doesn't work because it becomes bound up. Well, it's growth hormone or IGF-1 that unbind it and make it available. To me, this is very exciting because this shows that growth hormone does have an anti-aging effect. For a lot of years, people said, well, it's not an anti-aging, but it does improve the quality of life. No, now we know it can influence anti-aging. That's exciting to me.
Sure. It is extremely complex. A lot of my research is on cancer. I've become a cancer scientist, as well as studying aging. And I will tell you, the growth hormone and IGF-1 axis is without a question an area of controversy because there's no question about it. You need growth hormone and appropriate amounts of IGF-1 for the health of the cell. For example, we've seen that individuals with severe cardiomyopathies, meaning their heart muscle doesn't contract well, if you increase their growth hormone and IGF-1 levels, the myocardial cells contract better. On the other hand, what I can tell you is that IGF-1 is a major growth factor for everything, including cancer. So, you know, whatever we look at, any kind of substance we look at, there's generally a U-shaped curve. If you have the appropriate amount, you get the desired response. Too little, not the desired response. Too much, not the desired response as well. So, you know, of course, coming back to the old adage, everything in moderation, including moderation, there's no question that IGF-1 plays beneficial roles. But what happens, the problems come in, is when people take the medicine into their own hands without someone who's educated in this type of medicine guiding them.
Right. Or most importantly, there's a lot of doctors out there who think they know. But and this is, again, if you know, we have a lot of clinicians who listen to this show. And I want to take a break, and I want to talk about inviting clinicians who listen to the show to contact A4M because I know two physicians that used to be ER physicians. They hated life. And they signed up with A4M years ago. And a third one who was a pediatric eye surgeon. And they signed up with A4M. They changed their practice. They love their job now. They work with people who are happy about going to see the doctor. So when we come back, let's talk about how physicians can reach out and learn more. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Very excited about the affiliation with A4M. I've known Dr. Bob Goldman for many, many, many years. He's been a big supporter of this show over the years. And it's just, you know, it's like, why don't we have A4M as a sponsor? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, we are the premier anti-aging radio show in the world. We have listeners all over the globe. We have listeners on the island of Mauritius off the coast of Madagascar. I mean, I'm being serious when I say that, Dr. Rosenberg. And so, now you can go to superhumanradio.com and click the A4M banner ad, the skyscraper banner ad. And no matter what country you're in, you can find an A4M certified doctor to work with. That's so exciting. It puts finding a good physician at your fingertips. Now, let's talk about physicians themselves. Maybe I've got a doctor who's listening to this show today and he's thinking, you know, life isn't all that great anymore being a physician. Maybe I want to make a change. This is interesting to me. What do doctors do?
Well, certainly doctors can contact A4M. You can go to A4M.com. And there are plenty of people that will walk the doctors through the available training, the available CME events, and the fellowships that are available. I think... I can't tell you how many doctors that I've met over the past couple of years who have been extremely conventional. As I started out initially as a conventional emergency medicine doctor myself, when you start to hear some of the lectures from some very, very reputable MDs, PhDs, and MD PhDs, when you hear them lecture at some of these events, It is incredibly eye-opening. And so I would tell you, for starters, the physician simply needs to contact A4M, but there are very, very knowledgeable people that will walk the physicians through how to get their education.
And as you said, Congress is, I mean, these events that are put on around the globe, and especially here in the United States, in December there's a jewel of an event in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we go, we'll be there this year as well, Elisa and I, because it's so wonderful to be in a place with like-minded people sharing information. It's so exciting. You come home from that event and you feel rededicated to your mission of spreading the word of what I like to call optimistic medicine. You know, medicine that is designed to improve the quality of life, not patch a hole in the dam while the dam is crumbling. It's just wonderful. Will you be there in Las Vegas this year?
Absolutely. I'll be lecturing there as well. And, you know, there are wonderful speakers. We have some incredible keynote speakers. David Perlmutter, I know he's become extremely famous now, and he is a leading doctor in natural medicine, and he's a neurologist and he has really put the importance of the gut microbiome on the map, and certainly we know that the bacteria that live in the GI tract affect your longevity, affect your wellness, affect really every organ system, and certainly the brain. Dr. Ludwig is an MD, PhD, who's a leading nutrition and obesity researcher. So there are several keynote speakers that are really going to be game changers here. And what I wanted to also point out to the public is, what's one of the important differences between what physicians, get trained by A4M, as opposed to the other conventional doctors. If you're, let's say you're an overweight smoker, you don't exercise, and you go to your doctor and he orders the conventional labs, which is very basic blood work, like a CBC and a comprehensive metabolic panel, and he does an EKG and he says everything's fine, you're fine. Well, it really depends on what you look for. So if you don't know how to look further into are you fine or are you not, well then it appears on the surface that you're fine. But as probably most of us know and most of the audience knows, there's no such thing as being overweight and a smoker and being fine, even right. if your labs are fine. So going to these events, certainly the World Congress as well as the other CME events, it allows physicians to learn and open their eyes to find disease when it's there.
In fact, my personal physician, Dr. Matt Andrea, I believe, is speaking at this year's World Congress in Las Vegas. I don't know what he's speaking about, but I'm excited that he is speaking there. And there are so many
Excellent.
Good lectures to sit in on.
Sure.
Now, lay people, while that event is actually designed for clinicians, physicians, and people in the industry, lay people can go to that event as well and stroll around the exhibit hall and stuff, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So, you know, if you're going to be in the Las Vegas area in December, email me and we'll give you the information and maybe we could all hang out. That would be kind of fun. Anything else you want to point out about the role of A4M out there today? Because I remember I had, I can't think of his name now. Isn't this terrible? Who's the other fellow who started the organization with Dr. Goldman?
Ronald Klatt.
Thank you. He's been on the show. I apologize for forgetting your name.
No,
Dr.
That's
Klatt.
Okay.
I remember when A4M put out a position paper at the time when we were looking at the new incoming president and healthcare, and they showed that by following the approach to medicine that is provided in this type of an approach that's promoted by A4M, we could actually reduce healthcare costs as opposed to throwing more money at illnesses, actually reduce the rate of illness and reduce the healthcare. We talked about that on my show. That had to be 2008. That was actually 2008 because that's
sure.
when President Obama was first elected and I had Dr. Klatz on and we talked about it. No one paid attention to it, of course.
Sure.
Very, very simple.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct when you point out that modern medicine has become a great Band-Aid, and we simply patch the problems until you simply have nothing more to patch. And if you have the knowledge to look for very early signs of disease before it is apparent to the conventional practitioner, you can actually reverse and prevent. And that's, you know, that's the primary goal of A4M. It's not just to teach physicians how to make people feel better. It's not simply about hormones, but it's about looking for disease well before it would be typically apparent, and then of course slowing the aging process while extending lifespan. And there's no question about it. And you know, I applaud the founders of A4M way back in 1993 for stepping out like they did, because
yes.
A4M has been the impetus, I believe, certainly in this country, if not around the world, for causing conventional medicine to start saying, you know what, we need to start looking at anti-aging medicine and integrative medicine. And I think, honestly, A4M by itself has been responsible for getting integrative and anti-aging medicine into all the major university medical centers.
No, I agree with you 100%. Listen, I want to thank you so much for two things, for coming on the show today, and also your support of the show.
Thank you.
We hope that we can carry the message forward and bring more people to the table. So you have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Take care.
All
right, so there you have it. So now if you're looking for a doctor in your area, I don't care where you live, UK, Australia, A4M is global. If you're looking for a doctor in your area, go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the A4M skyscraper banner ad on the homepage. It's actually visible from any page. It's a rotator, so you may have to wait for a couple ads to rotate before it shows up. Click that. You'll be transported to a page where you can put your information in and say, yeah, I'm willing to drive up to 50 miles or 20 miles from my home. Find me a doctor. And I just did it on my computer. There are 25 doctors within spitting distance of where I am right now. So I think that we have finally solved the big problem for my audience. And that is, okay, Carl, I'm down with all the science you talk about. I'm down with all this great stuff. How do I find a doctor in my area who is in the know, where I don't have to go in and educate them about this stuff? How do I find that doctor? Well, now we have a one-click solution, okay? I also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the Science for Human show. Don't forget to check out his Supplement Santa giveaway each month. Just go to his his Facebook page, Jeff Galini, and like it, and you'll be notified. They give away literally hundreds of dollars worth of product and cash every single month just for liking the page. And then, unfortunately, Dr. J. Carson Smith didn't make it, but nonetheless, the research that he authored is very, very important, and that is you can reverse brain aging, you can reverse dementia, you can hold off cognitive impairment by continuing to exercise, and I say making that exercise progressive. That's all we've got to talk about today. We will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you so much for listening.